Baruch Hashem, this is it. Today we said in Halal, as we are in Chol Hamoed Pesach, Zeh Hayom Asah Hashem Nagila V'Nesmechavo. Today is a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for rejoicing. Today's daf is Mem Vav Maseches Kedushin, which means that it is the 1,356th daf in Shas, at least according to a tally of some of my young Talmidim who are listening across the ocean. And that brings us to the halfway point in Shas. Today's daf memvav is the halfway point in Shas. If we've done our math correctly, that Shas has 2,711 dapim. So daf memvav in kedushin brings us to the halfway point. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we daven to you that we should have the siyata d'shmaya to continue to help us grow in our Torah and all our parts of our Avodas Hashem. And I think for many of us, it's hard for us to believe that we've gotten to this point. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us that La'asid Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show the Yetzirah to Rishayim, to Tzadikim. To the Rishayim, it's going to seem something that was tiny, that they weren't able to overcome, and to Tzadikim, they're going to cry, in that they'll be overwhelmed with the fact that what they overcame, sort of tears of joy, and can't believe that they've gotten this far. To many of us, if you would have told us that we would have learned on some level of Ritzifus 1,355 dapim every day, I think it could very well be that 3.5 years ago we might not have believed it. But it just goes to show, and it's a lesson for so many other things in life, that if a person sets their mind to something, how much they could accomplish. Today's daf, we're going to pick up on Memhei Mabez, where we had left off, and that is a case of Kedushei Ketana, that a father marries off his daughter, and we're going to discuss the halacha of a Ketana eating truma if she married to a Kohen, if she didn't do Nisuin Bidas Aviyah, only if the Nisuin was done with her own das, can she eat truma? That will be the discussion on the bottom of Mem Hei Amud Beis. Then on the top of Mem Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to discuss a case of coming back to what we've been discussing previously, Ketana Sheniskatsha Shalola Das Aviyah. We know that the father can revoke the Kedushin. And the only reason we had learned in yesterday's daf that Rav and Shmuel on Mem Dalid Amud Beis are Choshish for the Kedushin is because of Shem Nisratza Ha'av. However, the girl also possibly might be able to change her mind if the father hasn't wanted the Kedushin, or does not want the Kedushin in the present form. And that is a machlokes between Rav and Ravasi, and that will bring us to a new Mishnah that's going to change the subject. And that is, we're going to get back to Kedushin and talking about different issues of where it's not so clear that the item was a Shavapruta, and we know that for Kedushin, a Shavapruta needs to be used. So, for example, the Mishnah is going to say, if a man says to a woman, Skatchili betumarazu, with this date, it's not so clear if this date is worth a Shavapruta. Also, the Gemara is going to discuss the very important sugya of Hamikadesh bemilveh, taking us on to Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to discuss a case of where Kedushin is clearly not valid, what happens to the money? For example, if a man marries his sister, he's Mekadesh, his sister, what happens to the money? Rav and Shmuel have been featured throughout these dapim, and once again there's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav will say that the money goes back to the brother who did this illicit Kedushin, and Shmuel says the money becomes a matana, and the Gemara will continue to analyze that machlokas of Rav and Shmuel throughout Daf Mem Vav. So let's Beis Hashem pick up halfway through Mem Hei Amud Beis. Niskatshe L'das Aviyah V'holach Aviyah L'mdinas Hayam. If a woman had Kedushin that was done with the father's consent, again, we're continuing the topic of Kedushei Ketana, and the father then traveled away, and she got up on her own, and she did Nisuin. So essentially, the question over here is going to be as follows. When it comes to the Nisuin of a Ketana, it's all dependent on the Ratzon Ha'av, both the Kedushin as well as the Nisuin. So now, just like we have a concern that the father might revoke the Kiddushin, and the woman is not going to be married, so now the question is, if the father is going to revoke the Nisuin, then retroactively she will not be able to eat the Truma. So Amar Rav, Rav says he's not concerned. Ocheles betruma, she can eat the truma ad she yavo aviyah v'yimcha, until the father comes and protests. Ravasi Omar ein ocheles. Ravasi disagrees and says she cannot eat. Shema yavo aviyah v'yimcha v'nimtza zara ocheles betruma lamafreya. If the father revokes the nisuin, then she's not allowed to eat the truma, and it will turn out that she was a zar eating the truma. So that's the machlokis, Rav and Ravasi. Tosis in Dibra Matzal v'nimtzeis points out that the concern of Ravasi is not as stark as he makes it seem to be, even though we paskin like Ravasi. And that will give us more of an understanding of Shitas Rav as well. And that is, Tosis points out that we have already learned in the past that min ha-Torah, a woman who does Erisin could already eat Truma. However, there are concerns midrabanan that don't allow her to eat Truma until after Nisuin. They were the concerns of Simpon and Shemi Yimzugu Kos Lachil Lachosel. We'll go with the second explanation that we had learned. We discussed many, many a time. One of the places is Ksubis Nun Zayin on the Bays. Rashi already alludes to this in Dibra Maschel Ochelis Betruma by us. And that is that the Rabbana made a takana that she has to wait to Nisuin, because if she's going to eat when she's and Arusa in her father's house, we're afraid she's going to give to her siblings. So therefore, the concern over here is only a concern of a violation of the din derabana. When the Gemara says v'nimtza zara ochelos truma l'mafreya, that's only midrabana, not minatorah. Minatorah, she could eat. So Rav might say that this is a gzera l'gzera, and therefore disagree with Ravasi. And therefore Rav says, let her eat truma, and we don't make a gzera that her father might come to be moche, because even if her father is moche, she won't be violating the din d'oraisa if her father married her off originally. The Gemara continues, Hava Uvda. There was such a case of Chash L'Rav, L'Hadar Ravasi. So it turned out that even Rav was concerned with the Psak of Ravasi in Halacha L'Maisa L'Maisa. Amar Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak L'Moda Rav, and Rav agrees, Shemesa Eino Yarsha, that if she dies, the Ketana dies, then the husband does not get her money. Uka memona b'cheskes mari, the money stays with the chazaka of the father. Rashi explains in Dibra Maschel Umoda Rav that even though we, when it comes to Truma, we assume that she's going to want to get married and go into the chuppah, and therefore she's allowed to eat the Truma, because anyhow Rashi adds that Arusa already could eat the Truma. But when it comes to Yerusha, so then we know that the halacha of Yerusha follows Nisuin, not Erisin. What we mean by that is that a husband only inherits his wife when she's a Nisua. And therefore, explains Rashi, if she's going to be revoked by her father in terms of her Nisuin, then she's not a Nisua. And even though the halacha is that when it comes to Truma, we're not concerned that the father is going to revoke, when it comes to money, then there is a legitimate safek. And since it's a legitimate safek, so then we say, uki memone becheskas mare. One could add in lamdus that over here, there's a safek mamon, and there you follow chazaka. When it comes to truma, we already pointed, it's a svek sveika. The Gemara continues, 20 lines from the bottom, maybe even a little less. Niskat sheledas v'nisei sheloledas v'aviyah kan. What happens if the father married her off bidas, and then she did nisuin, she eloped without the father's rishus? This is not a terrible eloper, because at the end of the day, her father did marry her off in the first place, but her father did not consent yet to the nisuin. So what is going to be in regards to truma? Similar machlekes. Ravuna amar eina eichelas. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba amar oicheles. Ravuna says she does eat the truma. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba disagrees. Ravuna amar eina ocheles. Ravuna says she doesn't eat. Vafila Rav amar ocheles, and even according to Rav that says she does eat, hasam delo isei la'av. Aval hocha di isei li'av, haydi ishtak mirtach rosach. Rav Huna says that even according to Rav, the halacha is that she wouldn't be able to eat. Even though Rav says we don't have to be concerned that the father is going to revoke, but that's only when the father is not there. Aval hacha de isa la'av. The av is here, and he didn't participate in the suin. He was silent the whole time. Why? So we have to be concerned, mirtach rasach, that he's so upset he can't even speak. The Gemara continues 9 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba omer echeles. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, he disagreed and says she does eat. And he old vafilu ravasi domer eino echeles. Ravasi, who said that we have to be concerned that when the father is away, that he's going to hear about the nesu and he's going to revoke it. Hasam hu d'shem yavo avaya v'imcha. We have to be afraid the father's going to come b'imocha. Aval hacham midishasik yisnuche asnachelei. But here he was around, and if he was silent, we assume that he's okay with it. So what comes down to the bottom line in the Machlokes Rav Huna, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, is essentially how do you read the father's silence? According to Rav Huna, we assume that he's silent and not involved because he's so angry. And according to Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, we assume that he's okay with it. Now the Gemara gives us a new case, which harkens back to yesterday's daf of Niskatcha Shalolidas Aviyah. The Gemara says, 5 lines to bottom of Mehem and Beis, Niskatcha Shalolidas Aviyah, V'nisei Shalolidas Aviyah. If the Kedushin was done Shalolidas Aviyah, so then we learned, we had a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel on the one hand and Ula on the other. Rav and Shmuel say we have to be choshesh that the father will want the Kedushin, and therefore a get needs to be given, while Ula says we don't have to be choshesh for that phenomenon. We're going to see that Ula's opinion is going to reappear again in our sugya. It would seem to me that Ula's argument is going to be lishitaso. However, the starting point of our Gemara is that now we have another question. Number one is, we have to be choshesh l'das aviyah, that he will want it, and therefore we have to be choshesh l'chumra, that she needs a get. And then we have another question about the nesuin after that. So Rav Huna amar ocheles. Rav Huna says she does eat. In other words, Rav Huna says that we're choshesh in both directions, both instances, that the father will want both the Kedushin and the Nesuin, and she could eat. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba amar eino ochelos. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba says that she can't eat. Amar Ula, hadu Rav Huna. Ula says, this that Rav Huna says, that we have to be choshesh. This position of Rav Huna argues Ula is like vinegar to the teeth. Vinegar is not very comfortable to drink. And smoke to the eyes, that's an expression from the pasuk in Mishlei. In other words, Rav Huna's whole idea that you're going to be choshesh, that the Kedushin is valid, that the husband wants and the father wants an Nesuin, and therefore she could eat, is strange. Hashta. Uma hasam de kedusha de oraisa amrit lo achla. The halacha is that the rabbanon say that when it comes to kedusha de oraisa, if a woman marries a kohen and she's only an arusa, nevertheless the rabbanon came along and said that she can't eat truma. Hacha lo kol shekein. Here certainly we wouldn't allow her to eat truma. How could you allow her to eat truma in such an instance where we don't even know that the father is misratza l'kedushin? It would seem to me that Ula's starting point is lishitaso against Rav Huna, because Ula holds on memdalet amibes that we're not even choshesh on the first wide line of memdalet amibes, we're not even choshesh that the father is going to want it. So he says, over here, we're not choshesh that the father wants it, so certainly you shouldn't be able to eat truma. If by Kedusha d'oraisa you can't, certainly where there's a legitimate concern that the father will not want it, certainly you can't eat truma. And therefore concludes Ula on the top of Memvav Amid Aleph, Nirin Divrei HaTalmud. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Rashi explains, was a student of Rav Huna, and therefore I agree with Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. Rava, however, tries to explain the opinion of Rav Huna on the top of Memvav Amid Aleph. We now continue on the road traveling up north with my family for a Chol HaMoed trip. Of course, Simcha Liner in the background. I guess the music can, of course, the music is there for the kids, but the music could also serve as Simchas Yom Tov for us. In fact, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we're always makbid to have music in the background. Pesach, less so. But now we have another reason for the music, and that is that, as we mentioned, this daf celebrates our halfway point in Shas. So Rava is going to come along on the top of the Yamud and explain the Shita of Rav Huna. Rav Huna, who said that the halacha is that she could eat the truma because presumably the father is going to be Nisratze. However, Ula came along and said, we're machmir on a level of doraisa when she's fully married, not to eat when she's an arusa. Certainly we should be choshesh that the father, in a case of where it's kedusha midrabanan, where the father had not explicitly married her off, that the father would not be nisratze. Amar Rava, my time to Rav Huna. Why does Rav Huna say that she could eat truma? Says the Gemara, hol v'nasa ba maisa yisoma, b'chaye ha'av, because she did a maisa yisoma in the lifetime of the father. Now this is an expression that we had yesterday on Memdalet Amud Beis to explain the opinion of Ula, and here the Gemara is using the same concept to explain the shita of Rav Huna. Let's review this idea of yisoma b'chaye ha'av. Rashi does Kedarko B'Kodesh a great job in explaining it. Rashi explains that if a girl has already been married off by the father, so then the girl is already partially out of the father's rishus entirely. She's what's referred to as yisoma b'chaye ha'av. And that Rava is Mechadesh, according to Rav Huna, applies the moment in which the father marries off the daughter. And if she already did Nisuin Shalo L'Daito, so then we could assume that the father's mindset is that she's already out of my Rishus, and therefore I accept anything that she does afterwards. Let's see that in Rashi inside. Ho V'Nasa Ba Masi Yisom B'Chayov. B'Chayov Kitcha. In his lifetime, she married herself off, and the father didn't protest. And then she not only did Erisin, but she also did Nisuin. So then that's like the father has conceded that his daughter goes out of her Rishus. Now here it's a little bit different than the classic halacha of Yisoma B'Chayav. Yisoma b'chayav, in the general context, literally an orphan in her father's lifetime, is when the father married her off and now she's out of the father's rishus. Over here, there is a chash that the father's attitude is that she's already married herself off, he's okay with it, and he's letting her go out of his rishus. The general rule of yisoma b'chayav is an instance where the father married off the daughter. She got divorced from that marriage, so then she's considered Yisoma B'Chayav because the father is out of the picture. In our case, because the father was silent two times, so we see that he's acting as if he's a Yisoma B'Chaye Ha'av. This, of course, will follow, it would seem to me, the dissenting view of Ula, Rav and Shmuel, that gives significance to the silence of the father the first time, that we're choshesh shenisratza ha'av, and if he repeats himself, so then it's yisoma b'chayav. I am not sure about this. I'm in the car and I'm not with Rishonim. It is consistent with the, I happen to be have the Schottenstein Gemara with me. There's nothing that precludes that explanation, but adayin tzarech iyun. So to put our Gemara in a construct, let's speak about three cases. The classic case of Yisoma B'Chayav is a girl that was married off by her father, then divorced, and then she's no longer in the father's rishus, even though she's a ketana. Case number two is a case in which we have a big machlokis between Rav and Shmuel and Ula on the one hand, and then a shaila that is compounded on top of that, and that is whether in an instance where a father was not involved in the Kedushin, she married herself off, do we say that the father was misratze b'kedushin or not? Ula is not concerned about that. Rav and Shmuel are concerned about that. Our third case is a case in which the father was silent by the Erisin. According to Rav and Shmuel, we have to be choshesh that he's misratze b'kedushin. Now she did nisuin shalolidas avia. Do we have to be choshesh that the father was misratze again? That is also a machlokis. Ula, I would think, says l'shitas, that's ridiculous. We're not even choshesh the father was misratze on the Erisin. To think that he was misratza also on the Nesuim to allow her to eat truma is crazy. It's kechomez bein hashinayim. However, Rav Huna disagrees, and he says it's no different than the case of Yisoma b'chayav, because in two instances the father says is entirely silent, so then he's being where choshesh that the father wants that kedushin and that Nesuim. And his lack of reaction is due to the fact that he views her as outside of her rishus. A fourth case would be an instance of where a ketana was niskatsha al yedei avia, and then it was niseis shalom idaito, so then we had on memhei amabez a machlokis between Rav and Ravasi, but that machlokis is not going to be the same machlokis. And there we paskin like Ravasi that we have to be choshesh that the father is going to be moche, even though he did the kedushin. But when it comes to a case where the father wasn't involved in both, Rava's mechadish bedas Ravuna, that we would ironically say that the father is okay with everything, even though when he was okay with the erisin, we don't assume that he was okay with the nesuin, because Ravuna will be mechadish that this was nasa ba maisa yisoma b'chayav, as we explained earlier. The Gemara continues three lines from the top. Itmar, ketana sheniskatsha shelo ledas avia. If a ketana did kedushin without her father's consent, which we've already mentioned, is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, and Ula on the other hand, whether Rechoshesh the father was misratze. Now we're going to have another machlokas of what is the girl's status in the picture. In other words, because the kedushin is dependent on the ratzon of the father, does that also mean that until the father says that he wants to go ahead with it, the girl could change her mind? Itmar ketana sheniskatsha shelo ledas avia. Amar Rav, beini uveini avia yichol na'akev. Not only could the father be ma'akev, but even the girl too as well, because the kedushin, presumably the svara of Rav is that the kedushin is entirely in abeyance. V'ravasi amar avia velohi. Ravasi says she's not a party at all. The truth is, Ravasi's position from the bigger picture in the Shitas HaRishonim and other issues of Kedusha Ketana makes a lot of sense, because according to many Rishonim, the Ketana has no role in Kedushin at all. She's just an extension of the Ratzon of her father until she grows up. However, we paskin like the Shita of Rav that says both her and the father could be Ma'akiv. Esve Ravuna l'Ravasi v'Ami l'Chia by Rav l'Ravasi. The question was asked on Ravasi, Imoin Yimoin Avia, that when it comes to the instance of, in the case of a mafuta, the halacha is that the father can reject the chiyuv of the Torah that the mafuta marry the girl, which was done al pi dinei Torah to protect the girl that she will have a marriage. But if the father says he doesn't want to give to him, because at the end of the day, he's not such a great guy, so then the Torah HaKadoshah says, "Imoin yimoin avil sita loy kesef yishkol kamayr abesulais." Then the mafuta has to pay the ksuba. In other words, the father has a choice whether to take the money of the ksuba or allow his daughter to marry her. Says the Braisa, this appears in Ksubis Lamitesa Mebeis, which is based on Mechilta Mishpatim, Ainli Elo Avia The decision is in the hands of the father. He atzma binayin, but how do we know that she has opinion as well? Talmud loymar imoein yimoein. The double lashon moein yimoein says that not only does the father have an opinion in this regard, the daughter as well. Mikol makom, amluhu Rav. Rav responded to defend Rav Asi. Now this is a phenomenon that's an absolutely beautiful phenomenon in Shas, and that is often when a question is asked against an Amora, in our case Rav and Rav Asi are disagreeing, so then there was a kasha on Rav Asi. Often the Rav will be the one who will come along to defend Rav Asi and say, well, the truth is, according to Rav Asi, it's not a kasha. Amar Luhu, he said to, Rav said to defend, Lo tizlu basal ipcha. Don't ask a question that's opposite. In other words, don't ask a question that's not a question. We could defend Rav in this Ravas in this regard. Yochel shnu yilchu. He could get answer you kigon shepita shelo l'shum ishus. That the case over there was when the pitui was done shelo l'shem ishus. In other words, in a case of where there was pitui l'shem kedushin, so then in such a case, then the daughter can't do miun because the daughter has no say in regards to her own kedushin. The only time that she could do miun is when the starting point was not l'shem kedushin. If the starting point is not l'shem kedushin, then the halacha is that she could do miun. But Rav, at the end of the day, and then we would have the position of Rav Asi, that if it's pitui l'shem ishus, that the halacha is that only the father has the ability to mima'ein, and not the daughter. So the case of the Torah imo'ein yimo'ein, the double lashon, was talking about a case of pitui shelo l'shem ishus. But if it's pitui l'shem ishus, then only the father holds the strings, as Rav Asi had held. Amar Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak loymar shemishalim knas kimafuta. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak answers the question, the line that we missed in the Gemara, pitui l'shelo l'shem ishus needs a pasuk according to the teretz of Rav. So pitui shelo l'shem ishus kraboi. Amar Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak loymar shemishalim knas kimafuta. That when it comes to pitui shelo l'shem ishus, that does need another pasuk, which has imo'ein yimo'ein avia, to tell you that even though the pitui was not l'shem ishus, nevertheless, he also has to pay the knas of a mafuta. Amalei Rav Yosef Yachi hainu detanina. Didn't we learn that already from another braisa explaining another pasuk? Mar yimarenu loy l'isha. That there, by the parsha of Mefuta, it says that he has to give him the father of the girl the mohar. Ayin b'Ramban ala Torah, who elaborates that the word mohar is the lashon of the value of iksuba. So that's what the Gemara is referring to over here. Mar yimarenu lo liyisha shetzricha himenu kedushin. That the requirement of payment for the mefuta as marriage does not preclude the requirement that the mefuta needs to marry her again. We're not yet finished the raya. The raya continues. V'im pito l'shum ishus. And if the pitui was done l'shum ishus, kedushin lamali. So then why at all was there a case of kedushin over here? In other words, why does Mar Yimarenu tell us that you need to do kedushin if the pitui was done l'shem ishus? So therefore, the Gemara now has questioned the teretz that we suggested. And one pasuk is talking about pitui l'shem ishus, and another pasuk is talking about pitui shelo l'shem ishus. Because if there was going to be only one case of pitui l'shem ishus, then why would we need a separate repetition for the requirement of kedushin? If the pitui is l'shem ishus, then the requirement of Kiddushin is not necessary at all. So Rav Yosef is saying, "I hachi." According to this, now I understand. Hainu detanina, because the kasha that I have, I now understand, based on what the Gemara had suggested, that there's a separate parsha of pitui shelo lishum ishus. Now I understand why we have the pasuk of mori marenu lo leisha. Amalei Abaye, Abaye doesn't like the raya. Sricha kedushin l'das avia. No. Mari marenu lo is not coming to tell us that up until now we've been talking about pitui shelo lishum ishus, and that's what mori marenu is coming to be mechadesh. No, really, the parsha could be speaking about only pitui l'shum ishus, and we're not talking about pitui shelo l'shum ishus. Aye, so then why do I need a separate pasuk of moar yimarenu lo l'isha if the pitui was done l'shem ishus? The answer is that you need kedushin l'das avia. That the Torah is coming to tell us that even if there was pitui l'shem ishus, there still needs to be the consent of the father. And then the kedushin, according to many Rishonim, would be chal l'mafreya. That's how the Rashba quotes from the Ravid. And there are many opinions about how to read our Gemara in terms of halach l'maisa in this case of pitui l'shem ishus, whether there is a new maisa kedushin that is necessary. That goes beyond the scope of the Daf Yomi. The Mishnah continues halfway through Memvav Amud Aleph. Ha'imer li'isha hiskachi li b'tmara zu. We now go back to, for what many of us is a lot more familiar territory, and that is the sugyas of kedushin, straight up kedushin, and when there is no shava pruta, when there is a shava pruta, when there's a vague shava pruta, whether it's clear to the Adam that there's a shava pruta. Ha'imer li'isha hiskachi li b'tmara zu. A man says to a woman, "Be mekudeshes to me with this date." Hiskachili bezu, or he says, "Be mekadesh to me with this," and he doesn't spell out what he's referring to. And what we have is the following phenomenon. These are not two cases in our Mishnah, but one case. The man said, "Hiskachili b'tmara zu, be mekadesh with me with this tomorrow." Now, this tomorrow might not be worth a shav pruta. Then he says, "Hiskachili bezu." Be mekadesh to me with this. Im yesh ba'achas man shav pruta mekudeshes. The halacha is that if one of them is worth a pruta, then she is mekudeshes. Vim lav ainu mekudeshes. In other words, the two don't combine, but both of those statements serve as valid statements of kedushin. Rashi explains. Let's do Rashi inside. Vimlavin mikudeshes dekiman the amar iskachi iskachi. Since he said iskachi twice, kolchad v'chad avi kedushin b'api nafshayu. Each one is a separate standing of kedushin. Im yesh ba'achas men shal pruta. We learned is mikudeshes. Vimlavin mikudeshes. What happens if he says the following? Bezu ubezu ubezu. With this one, with this one, with this one. In this case, the husband said hiskachili bazu bazu bazu. He never said bitmara. So each one of them doesn't have to be worth a shavapruta, but rather they could all join to the value of a shavapruta. Bazo bazo bazu. Im ye shavapruta bikulam mikudeshes. If there's a shavapruta amongst all of them, then it serves a valid kedushin. Vim lav einam mikudeshes. But if not, it does not serve as a kedushin. Haisa ichelas rishaina rishaina. If she eats each one that she gets one by one, then she's not mikudeshes, because iskachli bezu, thank you very much, she eats the date. Ubezu, then she eats the other date. Now, if each one of them is worth a third of a pruta, she never received at one moment a fru pruta, achi ba'achas man shava pruta, until one of them has a shava pruta. Because in this case, she accepted each one separately, and they can no longer join together. So if one of the dates is worth a shavpruta, then great. Otherwise, no kedushin. Man Tana Iskachi Iskachi. Asks the Gemara, who is the Tana who taught us this halacha of Iskachi Iskachi? Amar Rabba Reb Shimini. This is the opinion of Reb Shimon. The Amar Achi Omar Shvua B'kol Echad V'Echad. The Gemara's Tola, this Shaila about the separate Amiros of Kedushin with a Shaila in Hilchos Shavuos. The case in Shavuos on Daf Lamed Vavam Beis Rashi makes reference to, even though Rashi doesn't spell out what exactly we're talking about. There we're talking about a Shavua that Reuven is Toveya on Shimon, that Shimon doesn't owe him money. However, in this case, Reuven, that by the way is a case, if it's a regular Shavuos Mamon, would be a Shavuos Heses, that if someone says, Shavuos She'en Lecha Mamon, make a Shavuos that you don't have my money, with the exception being, that's a Shavuos D'Rabbanan, if it would be a Shavuos HaShomrim, that would be a Shavuos D'Araisa, and in such an instance, let's talk about the Shavuos HaShomrim, where he says, you are holding my object, but not only does Reuven demand it from Shimon, he demands it from Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar as well. And he says that Shvua she'en lecha biyadi mamon v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha. So in such a case, was he toveya a separate Shvua from every single one of them? So the halacha is that it's not considered a separate Shvua until the words Shvua are mentioned to each one. Therefore, says the Gemara, just like Rabbi Shimon says, that the Lashon Shvua is Mechalik Beinehem, so too the Lashon of Hiskachi is Mechalik Beinehem. Once he says Hiskachi, that's Mechalik between them. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon there. The Chachamim say that Lecha 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 could be separate Shvuas. If one would say that Lecha 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 could be separate Shvuas, so then in such a case, then the same thing with the Tamar. In our Mishnah, we differentiate between whether he said Hiskachi and Hiskachi, or he said Bezu Bezu Ubezu. Bezu Bezu Ubezu, we said, could be Mitzareif with a for a Pruta, but if he did not say Bezu Bezu Bezu, so Hiskachi Hiskachi, so then in such a case, they don't join together. That would work according to Rabbi Shimon, not according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that Bezu, Bezu, Ubezu are also Maisa Nefradim. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, the Tamarim wouldn't even join together if he says Bezu, Bezu, Ubezu. We learned in our Mishnah, what Rava has taught us is the Sheet, Rabba has taught us is the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon, is that Bezu, Bezu, Bezu does join together. Analyzes the Gemara. Ahaya, what exactly was the case of our Mishnah? Ilema Aresha, if we're going back on the case of the Resha, where he says, Hiskachi, 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 Mai Iria Ocheles. Why do we say that she ate it? Afilu Maneches Nami. Even if she puts it down, then the halacha is that the dates cannot join together, because he explicitly stated that this Maisa Kedushin he's doing now is with this Tamar. Ela Seifa. But rather, Bezu, Bezu, Bezu is going on the case of the Seifa. What do we mean, the Seifa? The case of Hoysa Acheles is going back to the case of Hiskachi Li Bezu, Bezu, Ubezu. So then, in such a case, there makes a difference, as we explained our Mishnah, of whether she's eaten it or not. If she already ate it, then they can't be mitzdarif. But otherwise, according to Rabbi Shimon, they would be able to be mitzdarif. Ela Seifa. We're going according to the Seifa. In other words, the case of Ocheles is going on Hiskachi Li Bezu, Bezu, Ubezu. Says the Gemara, Vafilu Kamaisa. No! The Seifa where she ate it could be going on a case Hiskachi Li B'Tamara Zu, Hiskachi Li B'Tamara Zu, and she ate the first before he gave her the second with Hiskachi Li B'Tamara Zu. Why then would we ever think that the Kedushin joins together if she already ate it? Vafilu B'Kamaisa. v'amilvehi. If you hold that one could be mekadesh with a loan, so then in such a case, he gave her a tmara. She now owes him a tmara back. So could you be mekadesh with that loan? V'amilvehi. So if you assume, like the Gemara is assuming, that HaMekadesh B'milva is Eina Mekudeshes, so then in such a case, Kedushin is not going to be valid. Now we already learned on Daf Vav Lamed Aleph that Mekadesh B'milva is not Mekudeshes, and therefore the Kedushin here should not be Chal, asks the Gemara. So are we stuck in saying that the only way we could read the case of Ocheles is a case of Hiskachili Bizu 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 and not Hiskachili Bitmara Hiskachili Bizu? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hare Shulchan Vare Basar Vare Sakin Ve'en Lanu Lecho. We've got everything here. We've got meat. We've got a knife. But we don't have anything to eat. What's the expression over here? We have all the information in front of us, and it would seem that we'd be ready to eat. In other words, that we'd be ready to understand the Mishnah, but nothing makes any sense. Even though we have all the Mishnah's words, and we have the meat, and we have the knife, and we have the shulchan, but nothing, we can't eat, because the Mishnah doesn't make sense. If we're saying it's going back on the Reisha, so then in the case of the Reisha, then why does it say that she was Ocheles? Even if she is Maneches, the halacha would be that the Kedushin would not be Mitztarek, because they were separate Amiras. And if we're talking about the Seifa of Bezu, Bezu, Ubezu, by the time he finished giving her the Tamar, she had eaten the one that was worth a Shava Pruta. So then it's a Milva. Answers the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Amri Tavai Lo'olam HaReisha. Really, we're going back to the case of the Reisha, where there are two separate cases, Amiras of Hiskachi, and there's a reason why they might be able to be Mitztarif. V'lomi boi kamar. And it's a lomi boi. Lomi boi maneches, not only where she put it down, the shavapruta in iloloi, that you don't say that the two tamarim that in theory are sitting in front of her joined together to create a shavapruta. We don't say that they join together, and the halacha is that she's not mikudeshes until one of them has a shavapruta. Avo ocheles, but when it comes to ocheles, holu mikarve hanyase, maybe at the end of the day, since she ate pruta's worth of a shavapruta, that equal to a shavapruta, that add up to a shavapruta, ema gomru mikanya nafshe, kamash malon, we say no, that she wasn't mikanya herself. And therefore, the chiddush is alomi boy kama. You're right. From the seifa of when she eats it, then in an instance where we say that it's hiskachili b'tmara, hiskachili b'zu, that there are two separate kedushins, and that in such a case, we would not say that they join together. In such an instance, we would say as well, even if she eats them, that there isn't kedushin, or if she puts them down. But the chiddush is that just like when she puts them down, there isn't the kedushin, even when she eats them, where she got a combined hana, she had a nice meal of pruta worth of tamarim, nevertheless, they don't join together. Rebbe Omar Lo'ila Masefa. Rebbe says that the state, the case of Ohaisa Ocheles is going on the Seifa. Seifa being where he said, Iskachili Bezu Bezu Ubezu. Umay Achie Achas Man Beshava Pruta. But we were bothered that if that's so, if she ate one of them that had a Pruta, but the Kedushin wasn't done, so then it's considered a Milve. What it means is the following, Achie Bachrona Shava Pruta. You're right. If the first two were worth a Shavapruta, it's not going to be a Kedushin because the Maisa wasn't complete and it already became a Milvah. However, over here, the last one was a Shavapruta. Amar Rava, Rava now concludes, Shmami Namid Rebbe Ami, we see from Rebbe Ami three Chidushei Halachas, plus Shmami Namid. Number one, as we mentioned earlier, HaMekadosh B'Milvein Mekudeshes. If he says he wants the Kedushin after she ate it, then now she owes it to him. So the halacha is that it's not Kedushin because you can't be Mekadosh with a Milva. Rashi on the Avavim and Aleph learns that there's no Nesina. Ushmamina Mekadosh B'Milva U'Bepruta. If a man says he's being Mekadosh both with the Milva and a Pruta, so maybe since Mekadosh Milva doesn't work, the whole thing is foiled. Data apruta. We can assume that the woman's das was on the pruta. Ushmamina mos ba'alma chozer. And we, the third halacha we learned, going on to Memvav Amid Beis, if it, there was an attempted kedushin and the kedushin was not valid, so then in such a case, then the woman owes the money to the husband. Like in this case, we said that the first tamara that she was given, she now owes the husband as a milveh. Why would that be so? The husband gave it to her as kedushin. The answer is mos ba'alma chozrim. That takes the Gemara up to the big sugya of mikadesh she'ain kedushin if mos are chozrim or not. Says Gemara itmar mikadesh achoso. A man tries to do kedushin with his sister. Of course, kedushin's not tofes. It doesn't take effect at all. It's meaningless. What about the money? Rav Omar mos chozrim. Rav says the money goes back to the brother. Shmuel Amar Mos Matana. Shmuel says, well, the girl lucked out. She got some money. No Kedushin, but some money. Rav Amar Mos Chozrim. Rav says the money goes back. Adam Yodeya. She ain't Kedushin type Simbachoisa. At least when it comes to a sister, he knows that Kedushin, you don't marry your sister. And therefore, the Kedushin goes, is considered a Matana. In other words, he really meant to give her a Matana. He's just being silly. Vigamar vinasan lushum pikada. And he was just giving it to her as a pikada. Wait. What's going on over here? He didn't say anything about a pikada, he spoke about marriage. Vilema lalishum pikada. So why doesn't he tell her? If that was his intention, he's giving it to her as a pikada, let him say it. Savar lo mikabla. He thinks that she's not going to want to watch it for him. So he's fooling her into watching it as a pikada. Shmuel disagrees with Shmuel Savar, Mos Matana. The Mos is considered a Matana. Adam Yodeya, She'ein Kedushin Taifsin Ba'achoysa. Everybody knows that Kedushin is not Tofes. V'gomer v'nasal shum Matana. His intention was to give her a present, says the Gemara, the same question that we had asked on Rav. So, V'neima lo l'shum Matana. Let him tell her he's giving her a gift. Savar k'sifa lo milsa. If he's going to say that, so then she's going to be insulted, and she's not going to want to take gifts. A little bit of a strange phenomenon, but she will play this game of Kedushin. Masiv Ravina. Ravina asks the following kasha on the shita of Shmuel, who said that the halach is that the most is matana. Hamafrish chalosai kemach. Eino chala. The halach is that the mitzvah of Afrashas Challah is only when the dough is mixed with the water. When it's still in a state of flour, so then in such a case, one cannot be mafrish. There are many explanations for why that's so. One explanation is that the idea of Challah is that unlike Trumas and Maestros, where you're taking off the Truma from the raw product, here the mitzvah is when man already kneads the dough and has done his action and changed the status, he has to remind himself that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, one explains the halacha, HaMafrish Chalos Okemach, you separate the flour, Eina Chala, the Gezel, B'yad Kain. And if he gives it to the Kain holds on to it, it's Gezel. Says the Gemara, wait a second, this guy made a mistake and now you turn the Kain into a Gazlan? V'amai Gezel B'yad Kain. Let us assume he gave it as a matana. Especially according to Shmuel, when you do something that doesn't work, it's considered a matana. Why, according to Shmuel over here, is it not? Answers the Gemara, Shani Osam Denafek Churva Mine. No, there's a special concern that we had that there will be a particular churban that will come out if we turn this into a matana. Zimna de Islay Lekain Pachas Michamesh Raveim Kemach. The Kayin himself will have less than the requirement of 5/4. What that means is the chiyuv of chala is a kav and a reva of kemach, 5/4 is another way of saying 4 revayim plus a fifth, and he has less than that to be chayiv in chala. V'hai olish le'ba'adi adadi, and he's going to join that dough inside of it. Because Savar, and he's going to think he doesn't need to be mafresh, because that extra dough was already given to him as truma. So that extra flour and dough that was added to cross the threshold of chiyuv, to not cross the threshold of chiyuv for the entire misa, because that extra was potter. Because Savar, and he thinks nesakna isasa, that he has no problem with afreshes chala, v'asim michle v'tevla, and he's going to come to eat tevel. So therefore, we say that we don't allow it to stay by the kohen as a matana. Asks the Gemara, "Va amrit?" But didn't we say Adam yodea she'ei mafrish chala kemach, that a person knows that you're not supposed to be mafrish kemach, and therefore the kohen will know that it's still chayiv in chala? Says the Gemara, "Yodea ve'eni yodea." People know about that, but there's a part that they don't know. Yodea she'ei mafrish chala kemach. They know that you're not chayiv. However, ve'eni yodeya disaver tamayumai, they think that the reason is mishum tircha de kohen, because we don't want to be matriach the kohen to get flour. It's much better for the kohen to get prepared dough. And therefore, v'tircha de kohen achlose, the kohen here will be mochel, v'tehave truma, and it will turn. He will think that it's truma. The Gemara is now asking a new question. V'tehave truma. We have another way of solving this problem. Let us say that the kemach is considered truma, and make a takana v'lotei achal ach yotzei le'achal b'makom acher, that the kohen can't eat kemach until hafrashas chala is taken off on that kemach from another source. In other words, when you take off from another Isa, have a mind to be matter that as well. If you say that's far out, we already have such an idea. Milo Tanan, did we not learn in a Mishnah? Min anokuv al she'eno nokuv truma velo teachal achiotzele truma, that we have a case of demai, that a person took off truma from an otzutz nokuv onto an otzutz she'eno nokuv that only has a chiyuv of truma midrab bonon, that the halacha is that you still shouldn't eat from the eino nakuv. Excuse me, the kohen should not eat from that truma that was taken off until truma was taken off mimakom acher. So over here, the Gemara says, we see that we're makbid on instances where we say to the kohen, you know what, we're not sure that the truma was valid, hold off on eating this. So too over here, we'll say, kohen, we're not sure that this hafrashas truma worked, be mafrish again on it, l'chumra. Answers the Gemara, betray me netzayis, if you tell the kohen to do this with two different kalim, when you have a case of atzitz nakov and atzitz shena nakov, then he'll listen, he'll understand. However, bechad mina lotzas, but if we're talking about where the chala was taken off from the guf hakemach to be matir the kemach itself, then the kohen won't understand it as well. What problem should there be? If the kohen doesn't know that there's no afrashas kemach, then he won't be aware of this issue at all. V'bayisem alolam kohen mitzis tzayis. Or you could say that the kohen will listen. V'kasavar balabayis nesaknei saso. Gemara now gives a simple reason why this should not be acceptable. If we're going to allow the kohen to hold on to it, so then the balabayis is going to think that the afrasha worked. V'asim michla b'tevla. And now he's going to think he doesn't need to be mafrish on that flour when he mixes it with water. Asks the Gemara, wait, I'll tell you why we didn't take that into account. Don't people know already that we're not mafrish chala kemach? Says the Gemara, yodeya ve'eni yodeya. Yodeya she'eino mafrish chala kemach. They know that you're not supposed to be mafrish chala from kemach. Ve'eni yodeya, but they don't know the real reason. The summer my time of my, they think the reason is mishum tircha de kohen. It's due to the tircha of the kohen. And tercha de kohen kiblo layu. And the Tzarin said, don't worry, I'll take it like this. To have a truma, and he thinks it's a valid truma. The Gemara now is asking, let's make it a valid truma, and then just tell him, v'yachzer v'yitro, that the halach is that he needs to do truma again. Milotznan, did we not learn a Mishnah like this? Mishaino nokavala nokav truma v'yachzer v'yitro, the same case that we had before, of an atzis nokav atzis sheino nokav, there we say that he should be yachzer v'yitro. It's the Gemara, the same teretz that we had before. Betray mina sois, if we're talking about two kalim, then everybody will understand what the chash was, that one was a hot snuck and one's a shayonakub. Bechad mana, but if it, we're talking about flour, lotzas, they won't understand why you need to take off truma again. Says the Gemara, when it comes to one min, really you have that concern? Velotzas, will people not listen? Vatnam, but didn't we learn in a Mishnah? Hatayrim kishus v'nimtzas mara. The halacha is the truma needs to be done from fruit that's edible. If you took off truma from a gourd and it turns out it was not edible, or from a watermelon, avtiach v'nimtzas ruach truma v'yatzav v'yitrom. We say that the truma is valid and you need to take off more. So what do you? We're not concerned that people are going to say, nah, you don't need to take off truma if you already took off from that min. Says the Gemara, Shani Asim the Midaraisa Truma Ba'almahi Malyahi. There, it's the truma is valid minatora. Minatora, even if it turns out the truma was mara, it's valid. However, this is a takana midrabanan from Rabbi Eloi. Midrabi Eloi. It's a takana midrabanan from Eloi, Dom Rabbi Eloi, Minayin Latroyrim, Minara, Yafesh, Trumasa, Truma. Even if you took from the bad onto good, it is Minatora about Truma. Shinemar Velosisu Alav Chet Barim Chomets Chelbo. The Torah says you shall not carry a chait when you take off the truma. Says the Gemara, imeina kadosh, if it's not truma, nasiyas chait lama. So what type of avera will it be? Mikan? No, we're talking about that there's an avera, shtikal avera that he's doing when he was ma'irim eschelbo, if it turns out that he took something that was raw. The truma was valid, but you're not supposed to take min ara ala yafa, take off the worst. So mikan, latar min ara yafa, she truma, so truma. From here we see that if you take off min ara ala yafa, so then in such a case the truma is going to be a valid truma. So this last discussion, the last 30 lines, Amen Vav, Amen Beis, has all been evolving around the assumption that when it comes to Kedushin, when a man marries his sister, then in such a case the money would be a matana. However, when it comes to Chala, then we cannot allow it be a matana when the Chala is not valid, as in the case of Hamafrish Chaloso Kemach, because there will be a concern that there will be a confusion about the Chala. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Vav.